Text for our sermon this evening, that parable from Matthew 24, especially these words. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and it puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're in the midst of talking about parables on our Lenten midweek journey, and parables are the subject of that devotional book as well. So, this parable, short, sweet, definitely to the point. The point is, learn the lesson. The lesson of the fig tree. Everybody knows when trees begin to bud and blossom and the branches begin to be sent out, summer is near. Of course, we long for those days at this time of the year. And everybody knows it. It's obvious. All you have to do is walk outside, feel the temperature against your skin, and take a look at the trees. You'll see today it's not summer. If it was, you'd know. You're not that dense. You're not that blind to the happenings of the world around you. Jesus picks something that is so incredibly obvious that everybody knows about and says, learn the lesson. It should be that obvious, the lesson that Jesus is trying to teach. Jesus says, so also when you see all these things, you know that he is near. What things? Well, they're as obvious as the fig tree blooming and budding, aren't they? The birth of the Christ in Bethlehem, the fulfillment of all of those prophecies in the Old Testament. It's clear. It's obvious. Even the Magi knew it. All of the miracles that Jesus did. The lame are walking, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing. All of these things were foretold to accompany the Christ, the Messiah. Just look at the miracles. He feeds thousands. He raises the dead. He walks on water. He makes water into wine. There must be one clear conclusion that this guy fulfills the Old Testament, that this guy is God incarnate. Look at all of these things. All of the parables that Jesus speaks. He knows exactly what he's talking about. At the heart of all of the parables is Jesus Christ and him going to the cross to save us from our sins. He knows it and he speaks it and he lives it. All of these things. Yes, the sermons that Jesus gives as well, those lengthy sermons that we have that Jesus tells on the mount or on the plain, they remind us indeed that Jesus is who he says he is. All of these things we should see, and as clearly as we know when it's summer, we should know exactly who Jesus is, exactly what he has come to do. Learn the lesson, Jesus says. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. What things? It should be obvious again. As obvious as summertime. All of these things that are about to take place, you know them all. We're almost there in our church year. Aren't we? As Jesus rides up into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on that donkey, that symbol of kingship, Jesus rides in as the King of Kings. On Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Jesus stands there teaching the temple courts. And on Thursday, you know what happens. Monday, Thursday, Commandment Thursday, Jesus gives his body and blood to those disciples. Amid their confusion at that Passover meal, they go down the Kidron Valley and up to the Mount of Olives, where Jesus is praying and sweating drops of blood. You know it. Then comes Judas, the betrayer, to betray Jesus with a kiss. Jesus is arrested and put on trial, if you call it a trial, with Pilate and Herod and Pilate again. And Pilate washes his hands, wanting nothing to do with this Jesus. But how can he not give in? And the people are crying out to crucify him. Pilate writes that inscription over Jesus, and he's hung upon the tree, nailed hand and foot. Jesus dies. On Saturday, he fulfills the true Sabbath rest, resting dead in the tomb. And you know, on Easter, he bursts forth from the dead, victor over sin, devil, and death itself. All of these things, Jesus says, must take place during that generation. And they did. As we look back, we see that they did. All of the work of the Christ took place during that singular generation. There is nothing more that we need to wait for, nothing more that God needs to accomplish. We learn that lesson well, seeing exactly who Jesus is and what he has done. And Jesus makes it sure and certain, doesn't he? Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away. What Jesus has come to do, he will do. Heaven and earth may be dissolved, but Jesus will still accomplish the word of God. That holds fast. So learn its lesson. Isn't that what Jesus is imploring us to do, to learn this lesson? And even still today, this applies, doesn't it? As we look around and see everything that Jesus is doing in our midst, as we see people being baptized, people being forgiven, people receiving Jesus Christ, we rejoice. We look around and we see and we know exactly what's going on, as clear as when it's summertime. Jesus is here. He's not at the gates. He's not about to enter. He is here for us. In simple water, in simple word, in bread and wine, here he is. For us, look around, you see it, you hear it, you know it. It's as clear as when it's springtime outside. He is here for you, to forgive you all your sins. Isn't that why Jesus did the miracles and spoke the parables? Isn't that why he was born? Isn't that why he gave his disciples his body and blood on Thursday and gave his life on Good Friday? To pay for all of your sins. He was raised up on Easter Day for you as proof that all of your sins, every last one of them, are forgiven. Heaven and earth may pass away, but that is sure and solid. It will never pass away. It will never change. The sacrifice that Jesus made for you endures today and tomorrow and into forever. We learn that lesson well as we receive the gifts of God day by day, as we hear the word spoken and read and proclaimed, as we receive our Savior's body and blood. Yes, he is here. We know it. It's more certain, more sure than whatever season it happens to be outside. Jesus Christ has promised. His promise always holds true. In his name, amen.